Vanya, we're making it work.
Hi, Mike Jensen. How's it
going today?
It's good. I have lots of full brains right now. All of the brains in my body are full.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. You're going.
I'm learning. You know, when you're learning,
you
get tired quicker. I don't know. I do. Maybe that's just me in my older age, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm exhausted.
You know, it's so funny. I was listening to this podcast and it was this guy talking about how he really likes to learn new things because he likes to be bad at things because it reminds him of being young. And I'm like, that's an amazing attitude. Wow. I do not have that attitude. Yeah. I have the opposite of that attitude.
That is amazing and very brave of this,
right?
That man. Yeah.
Yeah, so we, you know, lots going on, but I feel like we had that whole, I don't know, should I talk about my week a couple weeks ago first, or?
Yeah, I think so, because you were on vacation.
Yeah, we'd sort of teased that I would be in your neck of the woods, and what happened was, and I probably said some of this, and obviously you know pretty much all of this, but our friend Eric has been working on this podcast for like almost like 9 months now. It was supposed to be kind of a shorter thing because what they were doing is it was him and his friend John Flynn, and I was a guest on it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
They were going through all of Madonna's tours and kind of talking about, like, you know, the music that she performed and kind of then comparing different numbers from different tours and like kind of like getting to like what the best one was. And the idea was is that they had purchased tickets to see Madonna in LA last September. And then, of course, you know, Madonna got very ill and ended up having to cancel. Yeah, ended up having to cancel the first leg of her tour. So those tickets then got moved to March, right? Yeah, that's what month this is.
Yeah.
So, and then over the course of doing the podcast, Eric had reached out to me to be like, hey, would you be interested in coming to LA and going to this concert? And I was like, well, yeah, sure, like, I'd love to like plan a vacation. And I had sort of brought up to him like, well, let's stay near the beach. Like, I kind of wanted to stay near where you used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was honestly, my thought was, let's get like the cheapest hotel room. And Eric sort of brought up, well, why don't we get like an Airbnb? Let's like get a house and like have a place where we can stay and cook. And you know, we had kind of looked in the Hermosa area, which is where you used to live. And then, of course, you know, like, there's the Manhattan Beach. It's sort of like the closest you got. Like, Manhattan Beach is very expensive.
Yes.
Hermosa is quite expensive. So we were looking at Redondo. It's just a little bit further down south-ish. And it ended up finding this really amazing two-bedroom house. I mean, you know, it's like an apartment.
Yeah.
It's part of a larger complex. And yeah, it was super, super fun. So we ended up both flying in. I will say that I was so sleep deprived on my first day because all week I'd been like trying to get everything done in my world of other podcasts and still working my job and just exhausted. Like, I was so tired by the time that I got here. And for, I don't know why I didn't think to sleep on the plane, but I didn't.
You're like, I'm too excited. I gotta watch shows.
And that was kind of part of what it was. Like, I was watching a couple of Oscar nominees still, like, trying to get ready because realizing that I was, like, not going to be watching anything during the time that I was in LA, though we ended up watching one particular nominee. But, yeah, so we got there, and, like, the first day, there was this little, like, poke place that's literally right on... Is that the highway? Like, you used to live on...
Yeah, it's PCH.
Yeah. So there's this cute little pokey place, and we knew that it was really close to the house. So we had like a quick bite to eat. And then like literally, like, you ended up seeing the house and we ended up going to this place for lunch another day. Like, they're right next to each other. And it was so, yeah, it was such a cute space. And I will say, like, the first like several hours, I was like, I thought there was like a roof deck. I thought there was like a place where you could go. And I could not find it. I'm like, I'm losing my mind. So I finally texted the person in charge and was like, hey, is there access to a roof deck? And I thought maybe we had to go through a different door. And he was like, yeah, no, there's a door in your bedroom, which I literally had thought was a closet. Like, I thought it was a closet because it was locked. And I thought like, oh, it's one of those things like,
right,
you know, this is, It was locked from my end.
Oh,
like,
my
it was,
God,
like,
my
I had to just unlock it. Like, it was so silly that I hadn't been able to find this thing. And this beautiful deck upstairs, you could see the ocean, and we got to, like, watch the sunset. And
that's hilarious.
It was such a blast. I had so much fun. And then you came and stayed one of the nights, which was so much fun.
Yeah, it's great.
And then I will say the day after you stayed, one of the things that I'd really wanted to do was I'd always wanted to bike up, and I cannot think of what the trail is, but it's a really famous trail.
Oh, the Strand.
Yeah, it's part. The Strand is part of it. The entirety of the bike path is like 22 miles long.
Right.
And so I think that had I planned, I guess the end of the story is we did not do the entire thing, because we would have really had to plan, like, and then we're going to have lunch at this spot. And like, it really would have been an all day thing. And so we started out in Redondo, and then we drove south as far as we could go. So we went all the way to the end of that trail. And then we were like, well, let's turn around and go back up, and we'll go as far as we go. And we ended up doing more than half of the trail. Like, we ended up getting to like the 12 mile mark or something like that. And it was right there. Like, we were about to get into, it's Marino del Rey, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what that? And so we were right on the verge of getting to that part of it when we thought, like, well, let's turn around. Like, it's probably time to go back. I will also say that we looked at the weather, and like, there was a pretty good chance that it was going to start raining around noon.
Yes.
And this definitely was afternoon. I will say it felt as though the sky did its best to help us, that it was like at 12:40, the rain, we got rained on.
Yeah.
And we had a very, like, we were soaking wet by the time we got back to the house. But it was also kind of fine. It was kind of like, I was saying to Eric, like, it felt like one of those things that one day would be like, remember we went on that bike ride in the rain? We were so young then, and neither of us
be
really.
Like, but like,
it was like, what a youthful thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, like, what a thing we did in our youth. Yeah, and it was a blast. And I will also say, on a really random note, there was this amazing gluten-free bakery, which I guess in LA is maybe less bizarre, but it was a block and a half from where we were staying, so I ate many treats.
Great.
And then, yeah, the last day there, I went and saw Madonna at the Kia Forum. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I sent you a picture right away. Our seats, like, one time in my life, I've been to a huge concert and had, quote-unquote, better seats than this. But these seats were so incredible. Like, they were literally one level up, third row. You could see everything. Like,
that's awesome.
Ooh. Yeah, it was really, really amazing. I had such a good time. And she just puts on such a show. And, you know, we kind of talked about it afterwards. I don't know if you've listened to the episode.
Not yet.
We get a little tipsy towards the end of it. And I had no idea that they stayed awake after I went to bed and, like, kept recording.
Oh, my God.
But I think it was fun. And we sort of, like, recorded, like, hey, we're about to go to the show. And then, like, we're in the car on the way to the show. And then, like, we're in the car leaving the show. And anyway, it was very, very fun. I will say it was the only bummer of it is that, much like when Eric and I saw Madonna in Brooklyn, the next day we had such an early morning that
again,
like, I started the trip exhausted and I ended the trip exhausted, but it was still fun. I had such a blast, and it was so wonderful seeing you and our friend Katie came out for a bit, and we all got to hang out together, and our friend Paloma came for part of it as well. Like, it was just fun. Just a really, really fun little vacation that I got to go on.
It was so great to join you guys too, because this is exactly, I mean, we lived right sort of near Redondo. My daughter used to take dance where we used to go and get a gluten-free baked item, even though we're not gluten-free, but like every Saturday after she had like practice or whatever. All that area is where I used to, it reminds me of my son when he was born.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we moved when he was like about almost two, so spent like 2 years around that time, around that area. So yes, I definitely, it all came back to me, and I love it. I was like, you know what, maybe we'll rent this same spot and just do like an overnight or something. The only thing I always, so annoying, is with Airbnb, they give you like, there's like a $200 cleaning fee plus a fee. And I'm like, this is not as cost effective as a hotel, you know.
No.
But in this case, I know what to get, what I'd be expecting at that place, and it's nice. And they have the bikes there, which is cool. And you rode their bikes. You didn't have to rent.
Yes, we didn't have to rent the bikes. Yeah. Yeah, they had bikes there, and we definitely had to like fill up the tire. And I think they were also, they were bikes. Like they were not, they, there were no gears.
Yeah, beach
there
cruisers.
Was no, like, yeah. Like it was definitely just like, this qualifies as a bicycle.
Right.
And I will also say that the joke had been made on the first leg of our bike. Like Eric had been like, you know, we've been going downhill this whole time.
Oh,
so it's
no.
gonna be really hard going back. And it was not at all. Going back was just as easy. Everything was totally fine until we turned around from Marina del Rey. Yeah. And then the wind was not our friend. Like we were like, like pumping against the wind. There were moments that I was like, I'm gonna bend these bike pedals.
Oh,
I am pumping so hard.
But
yeah, it was very convenient. The cleaning fee, it's that funny thing where I guess I didn't really notice it in London because I was there for so long that it felt like, yeah, of course, I've been here for like 3 weeks.
Right.
I'll spend an extra $100 whatever dollars. Yeah, when you're there for like one or two nights and you're like, how much are you charging me to clean this place?
Yeah. And I understand they have to do it, but it does sometimes, I mean, not sometimes, I know that they hike up some of those fees just because they're like paying their people however much. It's fine. It is what it is. But like, it's annoying. But the great thing about that spot is you could just walk. Like you said, it was so walkable. It was walkable to the Strand, like at the end of Redondo where it's sort of, I love that area. I love it.
Yeah. And there was that Whole Foods right there. Yeah.
It was nice to come back. It was obviously nice to see you. We had a blast. Yeah. Oh, so fun. And then I left early before anybody woke up because I had to work the next day.
Yeah. You started your job.
Yeah. I'm a working lady, like for real, not just volunteering. It's good. I have been learning, like I said, I'm learning a lot. You know, I always have a hard time when I start things because I want to be good at it right away. You know, it's one of those things, and I am just not, and that's okay. And I have to be okay with that. And yeah, it's just a little stressful time in our life right now, but we all have those times where ebbs and flows, right? Like, don't they say bad things happen in threes? I think we've had three bad things happen, so I'm hoping for a couple good things coming up in our lives. Yeah, just sending lots of good energy around and, you know, just trying to live day by day. It's weird, too, because it's like, you know, go to sleep, wake up, do the same thing, go to sleep, wake up, you know, make food. I'm not used to such a normal, like, routine, which is... It's like everybody does that mostly. It's just amazing how much life I live before the kids come home. And then when they come home, I'm like, here's an iPad because you have to be quiet. Sorry. And so I'm having a little bit of guilt. Not a little bit. I'm having a lot of guilt because I don't like them sitting there and just like their brains going to mush after they watch, you know, so many YouTube videos. So today I'm having Adam take them to the beach, which I'm sad because I'm not going to be going to the beach with them, but at least they'll be engaged in like a real way rather. I mean, not that it's not a real way to be on your iPad, but like, I feel like I can already see the humps on the kids' backs forming, you know?
Yeah. It's hard. It's such a different form of like, I don't know what it, cause even I notice it when I'm looking at my phone for too long,
too.
But you just get to that place where you're like,
get me the fuck out of here.
Stop. It's a weird, almost purgatory feeling where you're like, spinning your wheels, but you're not doing it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the answer. As someone who's raised no children, I have no idea.
Well, it's hard. And I mean, I think you just have to put down strict rules. But I asked my son yesterday, who's six, and I was like, you know, when you feel like tired of the show, can you put the iPad down? And he was like, no. So he was honest, and at least that's, you know, so I'm the one, and as a mother, yes, or a father or a caregiver, you're in charge of helping them regulate because they can't. So,
yeah, they just want more of the, the screen rush.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk more about, because we were talking about this a little bit in our Oscar episode, but then you were talking about going to the bar and like not being able to, like, can you talk more about your experience there?
What bar?
You went to the Trixie Motel.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yes, we went to Palm Springs, which was such a blast. And we were with our friends. And we have a great babysitter there. So we were able to go do some things. And I ended up going. We went to the Trixie Motel and they just opened it up for bar service, which I think I talked a little bit about. And then we got in trouble. Like, we got yelled at because of the picture. I told you that, right? That part.
It's still so weird.
So
I don't understand
weird.
How that's a policy.
I mean, they're just being bitches, and I don't mean to be a dick, but like, they're, you know, I get it. Like, it's kind of a fun vibe, a drag queen vibe, to be kind of cunty. But I'm also like, you know, there were like people staying there that were like, I may have mentioned this too, but like super Uber fans. It was a little bit scary. Like, I feel like Trixie's fans are a little bit intense. So I was like, anyways, but we were just having fun. We had a blast in our own way. But yeah, we went to different restaurants. Also, we went to an amazing bar called Bar Cecil, and I kept trying to get reservations, but we couldn't get reservations. So we just went for a drink. It's just the cutest. I highly recommend the next time you're in Palm Springs. I had the Corpse Reviver. And it was amazing. It's like all I wanted. We had gone to a kind of a crappy place before, not purposefully, but like it was hard to figure out. It's just there's so many places, and a lot of them are you know, tourist traps. And so we had like not great food before. And so then we got to this place and we're like, well, no wonder that reservations are always booked. It was like it was connected to Mr. Lion, which is like a steakhouse, okay. I think. Oh, and then the last day we were there, we went to a place called Cheeky's for breakfast. Oh my God, it was so good. I was so happy. We almost didn't do it because we were rushing back so I could go to work. But we ended up going and everything was amazing. And the funniest thing, so at the bottom of the, my daughter got hot chocolate, and at the bottom of it was two monkeys having like just the outline of two monkeys like fornicating. And she's like, Mom, what are they doing? I'm like, well, they are. You know what? I don't know. And then I made another, like, I just, because I was like, I don't know how to, I don't want to talk about this right now. I mean, listen, I'm not a prude. I don't, but I was just like, this is not the time to talk about monkeys fucking with my daughter. And then also being like, you know, because are they making a baby? What? She's very confused about that. And I'm like, well, some people do it for fun.
Right.
So, yeah. But otherwise, the trip was great. The kids played their butt. They swam so much. It was nice to have some sun on the skin. The skin gets the sun.
Do you stay in a particular... not that I want to, like, blow up your scene, but is there a place you usually stay?
Every time we stay somewhere different. In the last couple years, we've been in the flight path. It's very loud. You know, like, you're just hanging out, and all of a sudden, it's like... I mean, I think if we can spend a little bit more next year, we're going to try and get out of the flight path. But it's kind of hard to avoid, I guess.
That was actually a part of the bike ride that I was thinking about the other day, because the path takes you right along...
Yeah. Dockweiler.
Like, right at Elliot. It is... And granted, we've been to that beach before. Like, I've been... But the... Something about being on a bike, I think they're so you're like on a bike, and I'm already a little bit like I'm good at riding a bike, but then these huge, I mean, they're so close to you and they're so large.
Like the planes take off.
I'd get dizzy. I'd be like, I think I'm going to fall over.
Yeah, I've definitely been there with that. Even when I was driving home, I drove along that road because I went like a weird sort of way trying to avoid some traffic. And there were, you know. It's like that episode or that scene in Wayne's World when they're like laying on the car and I don't know if you remember that, but it's basically where they would be. It's intense. You're like, yeah, they're not going to crash, right? Right?
And it's such a dark thought, but both Eric and I were like, you just see it. Like you just see like,
yeah,
I have to not think about it too much.
So many things are like that for me. Can't think about it too much.
Nope. I feel like you've been so busy. I don't know. Do you have anything that's like helping you out? Anything you're digging? Anything that's getting you through this time?
I'm still loving. I mean, you know what's back is Ghosts, the American Ghost.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm loving it.
It's just so fun. And it's so enjoyable.
And you know what else we started? It's the, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to remember it, but it's on Apple TV and it's the like untrue tale of Dick something. It's with Noah Fielding, who was one of the hosts of the Great British Bake Off. It's really funny. I have weird humor. I like weird humor. I like some of that Monty Python-esque stuff. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. And so we watched a little bit of that. And then I do feel guilty because, you know, my husband really wants to watch some of the big shows, and I do too. But like by the time I'm done with my work and like giving the rest of my energy to the children, I should just tell him to put it on and I'll just like fall asleep. I don't know, you know, like, and then I'll watch it at another point. I feel bad. But you know what? Oh my God. You know, Adam said something hilarious after we watched, I thought it was hilarious, after we watched Poor Things. He was like, is there no syphilis in this steampunk world? Yeah.
Is that for the one you were just talking about? I think it's called The Completely Made Up Adventures of Dick Turpin.
Yes, that's it. I'm loving it. They're short, they're funny, and it's like, it's that British humor. I don't know. I'm into it. It's my thing.
Sure.
No, but the syphilis line is about Poor Things.
Oh,
Because he was like, is there, yeah, he's like, is there no syphilis in this steampunk world? And I'm like,
yeah,
I know.
It's funny. I was rewatching that movie. I like her performance more than I like that movie. I do feel
she's amazing.
The performances that I have a lot of thoughts about that film, but
I mean, listen, it's a really cool, the costumes we talked about very rightfully should have won. I loved it. I know some people really love that director. I don't know. I know it's not sexual violence because she was like, I'm into it, but it felt violent to me. It was violent. It was sexually violating to me. I don't know. And I understand the reason for it and, you know, and what it's like commenting on and stuff like that. But I'm just like, guys are disgusting. I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of had the same feelings. Yeah, for sure.
She's amazing though. And she was, and it really does. The cool thing about that though, his movies is it gets you out of, if you're in a lull of watching the same sort of thing, you're like, geez, holy shit, this is like different. And you are brought into the present for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's in with an auteur. Like he definitely, mm-hmm. his vision is very, very specific. And I can admire that while also having issues.
Oh yeah. But like, I felt real creepy. I know we're both, Adam and I were like, ooh. What about you? Anything you're digging?
Yeah. I have a couple things. I will say that I am very much enjoying the new Ariana Grande album.
Oh, okay. I haven't listened yet.
It's called Eternal Sunshine. Yeah, I'm really liking it. I will say that like I like it a lot. And then the last five songs are like perfect. Like,
okay.
She does that though. I feel like a lot of times with her stuff, I'll like the first half, mm-hmm. and then all the good stuff, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's because it's the little more complicated stuff that she kind of saves for the end, but I always love the endings of her cool. her albums.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So very into that. I will also say that I had put off watching this because I was watching movies, so I know that I'm a little bit behind, and it might actually already be over. But I had been really very excited to watch Shogun on Hulu. And partly because my dad had been really kind of obsessed with that book when I was very young.
Ooh.
And I sort of imagined a world in which, and I don't mean this at all maudlin, but I imagined a world in which like we would kind of watch it and then like talk about it. So I was really excited to get to it. I will say it is not like the easiest thing to watch. I definitely like made a cocktail and then we like put the cocktail away because it is a lot of information. It's a lot of characters, a lot going on. It is, oh gosh, I'm going to lose the word that I wanted to use. It is extravagantly well made. Like it is so beautifully shot and the acting is incredible. Like it is so incredibly well crafted. It's almost mind-blowing like how good it's done.
Cool.
I'm only two episodes in and I'm curious to continue the journey, but lots of respect for Shogun. It's really, really well done.
Sweet. I'll check it out when I have the bandwidth in my head.
Yeah, it's an hour, and it's not, by an hour I mean like the first episode's like an hour 14 or something like that, and it's not an easy hour 14. Like I said, it's very much like,
gotcha,
I'm learning all these characters, but really, really good. Definitely worth the journey when you get a chance. And then I feel like that could do without, I'm gonna say this because it's a thing that we sort of talked about last week with the Oscars, and I knew it. And I knew it was gonna happen. And it's, I manufactured anger. Like manufactured, because I've read two separate articles about Jimmy Kimmel's monologue and how Emma Stone and Robert Downey Jr. were both pissed at him for the comments that he was making. And I'm like, no, they weren't.
Yeah.
They weren't. Like, I just, this manufactured anger, this manufactured.
Yeah.
It really bothers me. And this wasn't, like a horribly disreputable website. And I don't remember which one it was, but like, you know, it wasn't NPR or anything like that. But it also wasn't TMZ. Like, it was a website that I'm like, hey guys, let's not just spread anger and spread the idea of people being in a fight when it's manufactured. Anyway, I just don't like that. It bothers me.
I don't like it.
That's all. Anything in particular you could do without?
I could do without how expensive healthcare is. It's insane. And we have to have it. We have children. You know, we did a Cobra, and now we're looking at the plan, the market, whatever. But, you know, it's a lot of money to have insurance for, I mean, it's like for one person, it's actually not that bad, but for a family of four, it's pretty intense. It's like It's like a rent. It's more than your rent. So anywho, that's what I could do without.
Yeah, it's very aggravating, and we won't get into the politics of it all, but like, it just shouldn't, frankly, I don't think it should cost anything. Like, I think that other countries have found ways to make it work. And the idea that, the idea that it's more expensive to seek healthcare. Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Wrong. Just wrong.
The topic that I wanted to talk about was because there was a pretty major thing from the Oscars that we ended up not talking about. And I did want to hear your thoughts on it and, you know, share my thoughts. What did you think? And it's not the first time that it's happened. But what did you think about the nominees being talked about by five previous winners?
I liked it. I felt respectful. I don't know. Especially like, and I love the, you know, honestly, it does depend on the person and how they can like speak in public. But I liked it. And I thought it was kind of, you could tell that that the person who, the people who were nominated hearing that, they were like, it felt more reverent in a way. I don't know, which I don't know if that's what we want, but it felt like we're respecting, we're really taking a moment to respect the craft of these people. So I enjoyed it. I'm on its side. What about you?
Yeah, I don't dislike it. I have very, very strong feelings on both sides because I thought it worked. Like, I thought the supporting actress went really well. I thought leading actress went well. I thought actor went okay. And I thought supporting actor was kind of, like, it just felt, it really did depend on who it was.
They have to pick on the right person. Yeah.
They have to pick their, and particularly supporting actress, it really felt as if each of them had a connection to the person they were talking to.
Yep.
So that was my only thought on that, is that it really does come down to, like, if there's a connection there and like how they feel about, I still want clips, and that's always my thing. Like, I still want it to be like, and just to recap, the nominees were like, I want to see a little bit of their work.
I agree, even if it's
like 10 seconds, I want to just see like what these actresses did. And hearing it talked about is beautiful. And once again, worked better in certain cases, not as good in others, but I still want to see it. I guess that's part of my thing is, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're going to tell, I want you to show also.
I like that. I agree with that. And in addition, I think it does like humanize the actor in a way, you know, like, oh, look, this is a person doing a craft. You know, I don't know. I think it's cool. And I would love to see that for like costumes. I don't know.
I feel like there must be a way to do that.
Yeah. Because it does feel about more about the art form for me.
Sure.
I'm into.
Anyway, that was it. That's kind of it. Yay. I know we got to get going because we both got places to go.
Yeah.
And do you have anything random for us?
I don't. Love you.
I love you too. And my only random thing is another note that I made for the Oscars that I didn't get to, which is that I don't know that I knew that Davine Joy Randolph was wearing her grandmother's glasses in the film.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it was mentioned in the presentation where she brought that up, and of course she started crying, and then I was crying, and I was like, oh, that's such a beautiful homage that she had done to her grandma by wearing her glasses as she was in this film. So
that's cool.
Just a little thing that I didn't know.
I love that.
All right. Lovely as always. Yep. I love talking with you.
Same.
And yeah, we'll be back next week.
Totally.
We'll
figure it out. Let's buy a beach house together.
Perfect. Perfect. Right. Done.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
I just turned my metronome off. That's fun.